Good morning from Sports Authority Field at Mile High. I'm Chris Hall, joined by Gray Caldwell. As always, this is Broncos TV on site. And believe it or not, this is the first time since September 30th the Broncos will play a home game with an afternoon kick, a normal kickoff, not a night game. And I, for one, Gray, it's nice to be back home for a normal kick. I think fans are going to enjoy it. It's supposed to be absolutely beautiful today. I'm already wearing shorts and shaping up to be another big AFC West game. I'll tell you one thing, too. The Chargers, only team in the AFC West on the road this week. Raiders are at home hosting the Saints. Chiefs are at home hosting the Bengals. And the Chargers coming in here, Gray, this little swing, this four-game streak, all started the second half against them. I remember one thing in particular at halftime when the team came back out onto the field. They told us this in the locker room after the game. There was no panic. There was no rah-rah, just a sense of going out and fixing what they had to fix from the first half. And four wins later, here we are getting ready to host them again.
Yeah, absolutely. And it seems like forever ago that game happened, but not long enough that the Broncos have forgotten it. They know the hole they fell into, 24-0 at halftime. And honestly, they said throughout the week, that's the half that they're mostly thinking about. They're making sure history doesn't repeat itself. Wide receiver Eric Decker actually wrote in his blog that he's thinking more about the second half because it shows what this team can do, and it really got the streak started. But regardless, the team doesn't want to get into that same type of hole. Phillip Rivers, Chargers quarterback, said to the media this week that the Chargers recognized that Denver's four-game win streak pretty much started against them, and he said he hopes they can stop the streak this week. So both teams are going to be ready for the rematch this time around.
Head coach John Fox made it clear he likes telling the press when he meets them every once in a while. He goes, we watch a lot of tape. That's kind of what we're paid to do. And here's Coach Fox about what he saw looking back on that Week 6 matchup.
You know, we did a lot of things to self-destruct in that first half. We dropped two kicking plays on the ground, you know, gave them very positive field position. You know, we had a miscommunication on a pass that went for a pick six. So, you know, 17 of those points were, you know, helped by us. And so, you know, we just played better in the second half and eliminated those problems. And, you know, we've kind of done that to some degree since.
That's Coach Fox. Now, another interesting thing to come out of the locker room this week is something we hear every year, how tough it is to beat a team twice. There's so much familiarity within the division. But, Gray, you just told me really something interesting. If the Broncos do get a win today, that could mean a lot heading forward.
Well, not only will it give them a three-game lead in the division and the tiebreaker over the Chargers, a season sweep in this rivalry is really rare. Since 1977, it's only happened 14 times. But the team doing the sweeping has made the playoffs in 12 out of those 14 years. So this game could mean plenty today.
Yeah, with Thanksgiving just a couple days away and December right around the corner, not too soon to start looking at stats like that. Here's Jim Leonard. He picked off Phillip Rivers the last time these two teams met on the importance of today's game.
Obviously, we realize this is a division game, and it would put us in a great situation if we won this game. And you know, you don't need a whole lot of extra things going into a rival game, you know, a division game. But knowing that we could really set ourselves up nicely with a win, obviously, is a little extra motivation.
So that was Jim Leonard earlier this week. It'll be an important win for the team, but also an important one for the quarterback. With a win today, Peyton Manning would tie John Elway for second all-time by a starting quarterback with 148 career wins. So chalk one more up for number 18.
Yeah, could tie his boss, and with another touchdown pass, Peyton would also fall into sole possession of second place for the most touchdowns thrown by a quarterback, just behind Brett Favre. Thanks so much for joining us with Greg Caldwell. I'm Chris Hall. This has been Broncos TV on site. Again, a gorgeous day, perfect for football. Make sure if you're coming to the game, try and get to your seats a little bit earlier in time to sing the national anthem with the whole stadium. We are saluting all of our servicemen and women today at Sports Authority Field at Mile High. Again, kickoff is set for 2:25. Thanks so much for watching. Enjoy the game.